Manthir's decision to fight had prevented that much, at least. In what Merlin privately considered to be Thirsk's only real mistake of the entire campaign, the Doloran Earl had decided to take his own damaged ships and their prizes to Yushai and Shui Bay for repairs before resuming his offensive. In some ways, given the fact that he didn't know where Manthir's other galleons were, it had made sense to avoid the risk that his cripples and captures might be pounced upon by undamaged Carizian warships. In fact, though, Merlin was certain Thirsk's decision had been shaped more by a desire to show Yushai what the Doloran Navy had done to the squadron which had attacked the city, and to ensure that his prizes did get home to Gorath Bay in the end. Not just because they were his trophies either, although Merlin never doubted Thirsk had at least enough of common human vanity to want to display his prizes as exactly that. No. Those captured Carizian ships were going to be the proof his methods, his strategy, and his tactics actually worked. That Carizian squadrons could be defeated, and that he was the admiral who could do the defeating. "Maybe I should reconsider that decision not to simply assassinate him," he thought. He didn't want to get into the habit of doing things like that, but still. "At least Sir Gwilym's still alive," Charlian said into the stillness. She was the only member of the conversation who'd never gotten to know Manthir personally, but what she had known about him she'd liked. Now she looked across the bassinet at her husband and reached out to lay a comforting hand on his knee. "We have that much," she reminded him. "Yes." He covered her hand with his own, then inhaled deeply and smiled at her. "Yes, we do. And it looks as if Thirsk has forgiven me for marooning him and his men on Armageddon Reef after Crag Reach." He actually managed a chuckle, and Merlin snorted mentally. He'd been there when Caleb delivered his ultimatum to Thirsk, and he knew the Emperor had been at least a little anxious about how Thirsk might react the first time Carizians had to surrender to him. In the event, he'd treated Manthir and his officers and men with rigorous propriety under the Safeholdian customs of war. His healers had tended Manthir's wounded as conscientiously as they had looked after their own, and the surviving officers had been shown every courtesy by their captors. To be honest, that was exactly what Merlin had expected out of Thirsk, although it was a vast relief to have his expectations confirmed. And it would be an even vaster relief if I could be certain Thirsk was going to be allowed to hang on to them, he thought grimly. Which is another reason not to assassinate him, damn it. He snorted to himself, wondering why it was that he found the thought of assassinating someone he respected, even admired, so repugnant when he would have killed the same man in open battle with barely a qualm. I guess everyone has to have a sticking point somewhere, and it's not as if there weren't logical reasons not to kill him off. If we did, and if it was an obvious assassination, or even something Clinton could simply claim might have been an assassination, it would only reinforce the suspicions of everyone who thinks Caleb had Hector murdered. But even that's not the worst of it. Killing him off would only make room for someone else, probably one of his disciples, someone who's already imbibed his own theories and plans, like Holland. They might not be quite as good as he is, but they'd probably be good enough. And for another, he has treated his prisoners decently, at least so far. Can we afford to kill off someone on the other side who seems determined to do that? Especially in the wake of what Clinton did to the Wilsons and their friends? That was what worried him most at the moment, he admitted to himself. Would Thirsk be allowed to retain possession of his prisoners, or would someone else be given charge of them? For the first time, the Church has the opportunity to get its hands on an entire clutch of Carizian heretics, and I hope to God they don't do what I'm afraid they might. Clinton's purge of the vicarate was bad enough. If he decides to turn this into the kind of religious war old Earth saw entirely too many of, with atrocities provoking counter-atrocities, even from Carizians. How do you think Clinton's going to respond to this, Merlin? Lock Island asked, almost as if he'd been reading Merlin's mind, and Merlin shrugged. I don't know, he said honestly. On so many levels, I don't know. But I do know one thing. What? Caleb asked when he paused. I know we'd damned well better get Seamount and Hausman started, cranking out those new shells of theirs, Merlin told him.